Joining us right now is American true crime author, researcher, and collector of memorabilia, Dr. Bill Kimberlin. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I spent a lot of time on Facebook, and an ad popped up, and it said, Serial Killer, the Exhibition World Tour, makes a stop in Chicago. Now, this is more than just an exhibit, isn't it?
Oh, it's way more than that. I mean, it's so hard to even have people try to picture it when you talk about the world's largest private collection of authentic serial killer artifacts that has ever hit the United States. So it debuted in Atlanta after a successful and sold-out tour in Europe, in Paris and London and Berlin, brought it over here to Atlanta, and then Chicago's the second step in this tour over here. And you're talking, 26,000-27,000 square feet of space that is utilized, that shows over 150 different serial killers from, 40 different countries. There's like 40 plus different rooms. It's immersive, so it's interactive. They're going to see everything up close and personal that these killers have worn, drawn, painted, their court legal documents, their handwritten letters, you name it, we have it.
And since it's coming to Chicago, I know that there are going to be some Chicago connections. Why don't you tell us about that?
So, of course, Chicago is infamous for certain serial killers like, John Wayne Gacy and H.H. Holmes and a few others. So we have, John Borowski, who's an amazing filmmaker and historian who has done documentaries on Gacy and H.H. Holmes. He's part of this exhibit as well. And then you have the legal scholar of Karen Conkey, who's a friend of mine, and of the exhibition as well. Who
And she works on this radio station, too.
Yes, yeah. And she has, paintings from Gacy that has never been displayed before. So this will be the first time that the public will ever get to see her paintings. So, we have... Each stop gets bigger and bigger.
Okay. I feel terrible about the victims. I am not glorifying serial killers. I'm not, attracted to them, but I am completely intrigued. And this exhibit, over 500,000 visitors worldwide. So I'm not alone in this, am I?
Not at all. But I will say that a lot of people are misconstrued when they think that it's all about just the killers themselves, because that's one thing that this exhibition, myself included, is totally against, is anything glorifying or glamorizing them. So included in this exhibition, they're going to get inside the criminal mind. They're going to see the psychology of it. They're going to see the law enforcement aspects of it. There's rooms that are dedicated strictly to the victims mm-hmm. alone. And we're reaching out to try to bring closure to more families. I myself have been working with a serial killer out of Ohio and recovering remains even to this day. So when we talk about the serial killer's past, present, and really the future, because there are a lot of victims out there that need to be discovered to bring some closure to some families yet.
Yeah, and it's so interesting to me because it's so out of the norm, to continue to kill until you're caught. It's crazy. This is going to be at CineSpace, correct?
Correct, yes. Opening on September 5th.
CineSpace Chicago Film Studios, 2428 West 15th Street in Chicago. There is an age requirement, I'm imagining.
Yeah, we'd like to keep it adult and above, 18 and above. Now, that's not to say that parents can't bring, their teenagers, as long as they are showing them around. And but they have to understand that these are the artifacts that are here are directly from most of the serial killers themselves. There's a lot of not-so-kid-friendly stuff, I guess say, simply because of the fact that we're dealing with a very morbid curiosity that people have out there, that of which is true crime and serial killer and serial offenders, and we're just trying to educate a whole lot of public about them.
2,100 authentic artifacts from around the globe, 1,100 more items, 900 detailed captions, 400 illustrative panels. Can you tell us a couple of these rare original artifacts that pertain to John Wayne Gacy or H.H. Holmes?
Sure. So, like, with Gacy, for example, we have his typewriter that he used to write all of his letters, the television that he watched his TV on death row, paintings, clothes that he wore, letters that he has written, Dahmer glasses, Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. We have, you know, the original articles or news clippings from H.H. Holmes and crime scene photos, as well as the investigative reports. I mean, it just, the whole history of it goes, you know, throughout the entire aspect of serial killer and forensics and psychology, and you name it. We just try to hit on every aspect of it so the public becomes really well-educated on it.
And as you mentioned, excuse me, Dr. Bill Kimberlin with us, it's more than just a crime exhibition. It's a journey through history, through criminology, the psychology of things, science, and the stories of the victims, revealing how these cases transformed criminal investigation, advanced criminology, and left a lasting mark on Chicago's collective memory. And we have come a long way in forensics since these crimes were committed. So I'm fascinated by this. What is the best website to tell people to go to purchase tickets for this?
You know, it's at the Serial Killer, the exhibition, the original Serial Killer exhibition. And if they just go to their browser and put that in, it should pop right up. And it'll give a list of dates for different tickets, because I'm imagining a lot of the dates are already sold out because it does so well. And they can pick out what day of the week works best. It should be there at least through November, December before they move it to another section of the United States. So, but yeah, I mean, people will want to, I don't think they're going to want to miss this.
Yeah, serialkillerexhibit.com, and for a limited time, so get in while you can. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Bill Kimberlin, American true crime author, researcher, and collector. Would love to talk to you again about some of this stuff.
I would be honored to. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Again, serialkillerexhibit.com.